From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Greek authorities say at least 28 migrants are drowned off the coast of Greece after their boat capsized today. Scores more rescued from the southeastern Aegean Sea as the flood of asylum seekers continues to struggle to reach Europe. German police say more than 12,000 refugees flooded into their southern hub city of Munich on Saturday, with more pouring in today.
Refugees are welcome here!
Weekend rallies across Europe, including this one in Britain, showed deep divisions over the escalating refugee crisis, as advocates for and against the migrants turned out to make their ideas known. In New York, activists and protesters demanded the U.S. government step up for a greater share of responsibility in the crisis. Ramon Taylor reports.
The U.S. role in the Syrian refugee crisis is beginning to take form. In New York, protesters called for a humane response to a tragedy that has affected millions with no place to go.
Humanitarian aid, what we ask for more than anything else, no flying zone for the people.
Leyla Kashani called the U.S. government's failure to respond more aggressively criminal. The United States has accepted roughly 1,500 refugees thus far. Rally organizers say they plan to build on the event's momentum and create support systems for refugees that arrive in the United States to ensure, among other safeguards, that they have a place to stay. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
Security sources in Turkey say at least three police officers are dead in the southeastern part of the country, killed in fights between police and Kurdish militants. Sources say two police officers were killed in a car bomb attack near the town of Cernak. Security forces pursued the suspects by helicopter. Another officer was killed in Diyarbakir province in a rocket attack by the Workers' Party. This is VOA News.